You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining us right now, we've got Jakira and Emily from Emily Ellis. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys going?
So good. Great. So good. Good to be here.
Yeah.
So happy to be
here. Yes. You released a single, Find Out, double single, two tracks in one. How does it feel to have it out in the world?
Really good. It's definitely a bit confusing, yeah, like the single, but it's not a single because it's two songs.
Yeah.
Just to make
for the price of one.
Exactly.
Very exciting.
A little bit of confusion in there.
Yeah.
But it feels really good to have it out. We recorded it years ago, like in 2024, and so finally it gets to breathe.
Crazy.
So it's great.
Yeah.
It's crazy to say years.
Years. And it's 2024. It feels wild. But yeah, why did you sit on it for so long?
It was not our choice.
Well, yeah.
No.
Well, we recorded it and then we released a couple of other singles. We recorded like four singles in one day.
Oh, yeah.
And we released three and then we ran out of money. And we all moved to different cities.
True.
But now we're back living in the same city. The bank account's a little healthier. So we're
awesome.
Like, okay, let's get this bad boy out in the world.
Hell yeah. Tell us a little bit about the track. What's it about? What was your inspo behind it? How was writing? All of that good stuff.
So it started off as just like the first part of it. And originally we wrote it to be like an interlude in a bigger project.
Mm.
And it was like one of my favorite things that we'd ever written. But it was not long enough to like make a thing. And we also didn't have the bigger project, but like we really wanted to kind of sneak it into a set somehow. And so I think it was actually for the Radio 1 Live from Te Korokoro show that we did. We're like, we should make this into like a bigger song so that we can play it live and make sure it gets released. And so we wrote the second half of it so we could do it live.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. That's fun.
Bingo.
Awesome. That's crazy.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Why did you release it as two songs instead of one if it started off as like really, really small?
Well, I think because we liked the two parts are like similar but different, and we thought maybe if it was one song, it'd just kind of be like this never-ending loop.
I think I wouldn't listen to it if it was one song.
It'd be a really long song.
I think if we didn't write the second part, I think it's too, because it was we always named the first part interlude, and I think it was meant to be like in the set and in a bigger, maybe in an album. It was always meant to be like a soft kind of break.
Yeah.
But then releasing it as a single, I don't think it would have done well at all. So that's kind of why we started writing the second part. Yeah.
Fair enough. Your single cover as well features Sam and I, which is like actually insane.
And also, what about how you didn't know until it came out?
I actually
literally
to tell you guys.
Didn't know anything. Jakira sent it to me like last year, being like, "Oh, like I made this single cover with you and Sam for another band," and I was like, "Oh, that's so freaking cool." Didn't even think about it. Anything else? See the post on Instagram. I'm like, "What the." That's me.
I was like, wait a minute, I know those stairs.
Yeah, you must have been so surprised.
How did you do that, dude? That's my old house.
I took a photo of you guys once, and then I was like, oh, that's a cool photo. Let me edit it. And then I don't know, I'm really into creating, like, collages. I really like paper collages, but I do it on my little iPad, so
cute.
Everything's digital. And I find it really creative, like a really creative process, and I feel like I've been doing that a lot with a lot of our stuff and like work I've done for other people for digital design, and it's super fun. But yeah, I originally made it for Black Sail House, the bros at Black Sail House, but then they said no.
They hate
and
me
I was
instead.
Like, oh, but I loved it so much.
Don't clip that.
No, love those guys, but I loved it so much, and I was like, oh, how can I use this? And then Emily Ellis was like, let's use it.
Crazy.
Especially because it's 3 days until we had to have the song out, and we're like, we forgot about cover art. We
completely forgot, but actually...
But it was meant to be all along.
It was meant to be my back catalogue of everything I've made.
So cool. so freaking cool. I like saw it and I was like, wow. Wow, I love my friends who are really, really cool and awesome and talented. And then, oh, wait, hey, that's also me and my friend on the cover. My friends are so awesome and cool and talented. It was freaking
so
crazy.
Fair.
It's very orange. Your new era is very, very orange. And you did a strawberry jam video at the Orange Cafe.
Yes. Which is so random because orange is not a colour I've ever thought about.
No.
Yeah.
Then I bumped into this cafe, like, the Orange Cafe is the cutest little place, and, like, I'd seen, like, the Green Lady, for example. I don't know if you've seen her. I think she lives in New York. But I hadn't seen her. She's so awesome. Uh-huh. And I was like, I haven't seen something that's, you know what, I freaking love this colour. Let's send it.
Yeah.
Until I saw the Orange Cafe, and I was like, this is such a cool idea.
It was almost a coincidence. Like, everything was a coincidence. Like, we did our photo shoot, and that was orange-themed, and then it kind of... You found the Orange Cafe, and then the whole look was just orange. And I think that's just, like, the branding that we were going for this time around.
And we tried to get Annoying Orange to collab with us, and he said no.
Damn it. Something you just stole his brand. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we have beef with him now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As she should.
When's the diss track coming out?
It's the next one.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. And you know what? It was so hard to write because the rhyme scheme, you know?
Nothing rhymes with orange.
With orange. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's impossible. Maybe that was, like, planned. Crazy. How was working with Strawberry Jam on the video, though? That's freaking awesome. They're doing some crazy
stuff. So good. Those guys, Ryan and Connor, are just such lovely people. Really lovely people. But I find it so easy to work with them as well. I feel like because we're so used to doing everything by ourselves as well. And then these guys come in and they're like, no, we got it. We'll help you out. We'll do everything for you. And it was like amazing.
So
and
cool.
The mix was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the video was so good as well.
And it was cool because it was part of like a larger project where they're doing 30 music video every day for all of New Zealand Music Month.
Yeah.
And so by the time that we filmed our one, they'd done a couple, so they were like a well-oiled machine. Like, they
awesome.
Just show up, they do the thing, they pump it out, and it was crazy because the day we recorded it, they send us the mix before midnight, and I was like, what the you guys are crazy.
That's insane.
No, because they had started this project maybe halfway through the month prior. April. So they literally only had like a month and a half to film 30 music videos, which is live music videos as well.
So impressive.
Just insane.
Yeah, they're generous with their time, energy, skills. They really...
So passionate about what they do and local music. So big up Strawberry Jams, for real.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And then speaking of really cool stuff and videos, you also... did a Rolling Stone in my room, which is huge. How is that? Yeah.
Big ups to Dunedin, because that's kind of how it came about, was because of the Dunedin series.
Yeah.
So they asked if we wanted to be part of the Dunedin series, and then we filmed the video in Jakira's room.
Yeah, how did you all fit in Jakira's room? It looked tiny.
Oh my god. Well, you'll see it soon, but it is freaking tiny.
Yeah.
It's pretty small. I think four of us had to sit on my bed, and then we had the drummer edit, like, just in the corner.
Yeah.
It was really small. It was hard to move, eh?
It was a crazy experience, though, because, like, it was such a cool opportunity, and we've been really lucky that we've done quite, like, a few really cool things. But Rolling Stone is something that everyone knows. Like, it's an achievement where, if, you know, my mum was like, oh my god, you've made the Rolling Stones, you know. It's like something that is quite intergenerational in the way that people all know it. So that was really a cool milestone for us, for sure.
Freaking crazy. So nuts. There's been so many cool videos that come out of the Dunedin, like, thing too.
Oh, cool. Ivy and Bentness did one.
Yeah.
So good. Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, like, sick that, because, as, I mean, we don't have to tell you, but the Dunedin music scene is alive and very, very well. And so the fact that they really latched onto that and gave it its moment was really... It was really good.
It is really good, because there's not that many, I guess, professional magazines down in Dunedin, and so to have like a platform like that really grasp onto Dunedin was so good, because like in Auckland I feel like it might be just a little bit easier to have access to these things, but little Dunedin,
little old Dunedin harder, disconnected from everything. Mm-hmm. Crazy though. With all of these very, very exciting things that you've been up to lately, what can we expect to see from Emily Ellis in the next few months and the big 2 sets?
Well, the diss track comes next, so that's there we go.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a headline show in Wellington, which is cool, but then hoping to get back in the stew so that we can do a little, perhaps, tour in the latter part of the year. So
awesome. Absolutely. That's so
exciting.
Come
back to Dunedin.
Yes, little old Dunners. Be great to have you back. Always.
No, we miss it.
Come
back. We miss
it.
We miss Dunedin.
Screw Wellington. Who likes it there? They got poop everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Lyle Bay ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
No, it's really exciting, and can't wait to come back to Dunedin. So hopefully, some new music soon.
Very, very exciting. Can't wait for the diss track too. That's going to be huge.
Yeah. Borange.
We have to, think of some rhymes for orange. If you know any, hit us up.
Hit us
genuinely
up.
Genuinely though. Yeah, it's really hard. Yeah. Really difficult.
How many times have you said orange in the track though?
Orange. Oh my gosh.
Probably
wait.
Like 100 times.
That, the classic one, it's got to be something about like orangey glad something. I'm gonna. Okay.
Yeah.
We're cooking. Right here. You can cook.
Cooking with gas right now.
I
so
just play
good.
Bass.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for
thanks.
I've
thank
run
you.
Out of questions, but it's freaking awesome to have you on. Have you releasing new music again? Super Skucks. So exciting. We've got Find Out Part 2 queued up right now. It's been Emily Ellis.
Thanks,
you're listening to The One.
We love you, Radio 1.
Hiding.
Let's
Bye.
Freaking go.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.